when I whet my flashing sword and my hand takes hold on judgment. I will take vengeance upon mine enemies, and I will repay those who hate me. O Lord, raise me to thy right hand and count me among thy saints.
You are now listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Everything you hear on this podcast is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. This is episode 227, and today is February 18th. Great to be back podcasting again. I looked at the calendar and I saw that it was a little over a month since I've dropped my last episode, so I don't know. This time I sat down and I wrote about four different show notes, and I kind of scrapped them all, and I kind of came up with a fifth one, and this is the one that I'm going to put out. I really value my listeners' time. I don't want to be repetitive. I'll just be honest. I don't want to do what a lot of other people do. I watch content, and I notice that a lot of what's being put out is either repetitive or old news or stuff that doesn't really feed the soul. You know, a lot of fear-mongering, a lot of finger-pointing, and with no solution, you know, just say blame and this and that, which is fine. I mean, you need to understand what's going on in this world, who the culprits are and such, which I'm going to get into some in this episode. But in addition to that, it's not a situation where you just point, blame, and make accusations against outside entities, but have an understanding of how they're doing it, why they're doing it, how it's affecting you, and what is the solution to get out of this satanic witchcraft that they're putting against us, you know, these spells that they're casting on us. So it's important to really dig down and get the information that you need to get a clear understanding. And one of the main things that you need to do is to have the right perception of what's actually going on, perceiving your reality in front of you, and then shifting that perception contingent upon what's being presented to you. You're not going to look at an 85-year-old grandma ordering a burger at In-N-Out Burger. You're not going to perceive her the same way you perceive a dude standing on a street corner 3 in the morning, you know, in the hoods of Marcy Projects in Brooklyn. You know, your perception is definitely going to shift between them. And that's something that's very important, because you cannot have a consistent interpretation or perception or feedback of what you're seeing in front of you consistently across the board with all things. It's important to understand, really, you know, as they call it, situational awareness. So we're going to get into the episode. It's very important that you don't waste your life away by living the life of an NPC or non-playable character in Grand Theft Auto, pushing a shopping cart down the digital boulevard on planet Xbox. Today, we live in a world where we worship celebrities and literal criminal kingpins. We have built temples of worship in order to express our devotion to our new chosen deities, and that temple is called social media. Instagram shows celebrities flying in private jets around the world while wearing big red Mickey Mouse boots, sporting fake Rolex watches. YouTube has deified inner city youth, showing live videos of them spinning the block in search and destroy mission, shooting the ops on site. The question here is, which one of these social media deities or influencers are you going to follow? The truth is, the system does not care which one of these demons you follow, as long as you don't think for yourself. You doom scroll social media and you identify which of these top level influencers you want to follow. Once you have identified your chosen influencer, you then surrender all of your critical thinking processes. You surrender your God-given sovereignty and your money to your new social media electronic rulers. That's why you see these influencers are the new advertising campaign of today. You know, before it would be television commercials and radio, but now, you know, you see these influencers, they're selling vitamins and AG1 and whatever it is, man. And these are the new peddlers of of goods to us salespeople, and they kind of cloak it in coolness and relevance and how cool and important they are. And you want to emulate their coolness, so you're going to buy the products they tell you to buy without even thinking. When instead of wasting your money in that HE1 or whatever they're peddling, you should be buying books or investing in yourself, your family, maybe buying tools so you can get a little handyman trade on the side or something that can advance your life. But definitely that's a big no-no, and they don't want you doing that. They want you to channel your money and your resources in the directions they instruct you to do it. Take a good close look at that and you'll see. The book of Matthew 7:16. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Wolf in sheep's clothing? Does that sound familiar? Now this brainwashing is so powerful that everyone is looking at the tree and totally disregarding the demonic fruit. Once you see the game they are playing on us, you must decide, do I continue playing their game and get the approval of my non-playable character friends, or do I reclaim my sovereignty and live my own true authentic life, resulting in social media shadow banning across all platforms and losing all of your fake synthetic so-called family and friends? We must ask ourselves, are we living our true authentic life, or are we actually a non-playable character, doom-scrolling, hopelessly, and demoralized, wondering why we're always in a state of suffering? You must tell yourself, why do I need to read books or learn anything when I can just run a Google search and find the answers on my iPhone 28, or whatever they're up to now? You look in the mirror and tell yourself, life is okay right now, but when I get those snakeskin leather Jordan sneakers, you know, the one that Kendrick Lamar wore at the Super Bowl, I will finally be happy and respected by my friends and peers. You know, I'll get their approval. In other words, I'll get the approval of another NPC, another non-playable character. Do you know what your purpose in this life is, and what steps are you taking right now to fulfill that purpose? Think about it this way. You turn 60 years old, and you're going through video clips from your archives of your life, and you realize that you never really lived at all. You just followed the path of least resistance and lived your life just like everyone else around you, never questioning anything you were told. Just follow all the instructions you're given by your mental matrix system, and you just kept that NPC mentality, and you kept pushing that shopping cart down Digital Boulevard on Planet Xbox. Very, very sad. You must learn to employ the power of perception in order to see the tricks, the traps, and invisible chains that they keep you in a state of ignorance and bliss day after day. And they're very deceiving and cunning in the way that they do it, because they know which little shiny objects attract which people. So with the inner city youth, you know, it's violence, it's guns, it's respect, it's money, gold, jewelry. And then with the flip side of it, which is the blue collar side of it, you know, buying a Lamborghini, making these investments and traveling around the world with the, you know, with the attitude that, you know, you're a big shot and, you know, you're so much better than everybody else. And, you know, that's basically the way it breaks down. They know exactly how to catch you and keep you trapped in their system, their mental slavery system. It's very, very subtle, but it's very, very effective. But the flip side of that is it's going to take more work to get out of it, out of this brainwashing, but it's something that you have no choice. You have to do this, and there's no in-between or no middle ground. Either you commit to the one side or you commit to the other side. So you have to make your choices. Just remember, the biggest tragedy that you could ever do is, you know, reach your older age and realize that you never really lived. You were just played, and you're following instructions and told how to live your existence. And by that time, when you're older, it's going to be a little bit too late, you know, because they've already brainwashed you through your whole life, and you will never actually able to live your own true authentic life yourself. For those of you that know, you know. Here's a quote from Carlos Castaneda, and it says, and Castaneda has one of the most influential books that I've, in my life, I read it when I was around 16 or 17 years old, called A Separate Reality by Carlos Castaneda. Now, there's different things in that book that are kind of grayish or whatever that are not exactly, how can I put it? It's not that it's evil or demonic, but it's just kind of on that fringe area where you kind of get into different teachings and stuff like that. But as I said in my past episodes, you know, I might read a book or listen to a speaker and, you know, agree with 99% of what he says, but just because I disagree with 1% of it, I cast the rest of it off and I reject all of it. No, I will cherry pick and go through teachings and writings and books and speakers, lectures, and everything like that. And from those, I will cherry pick out the things that feed my soul and the pieces of truth that are embedded within that. So it's important because it's very rare that you're going to find someone that is covering 100% gospel truth across the board on everything. Everybody adds their own little interpretations and things. So it's important to be able to do that and be discerning when you're reading something. So again, I'm quoting Carlos Castaneda in his book, Separate Reality. I believe it's in Separate Reality. And it says here, the basic difference between an ordinary man and a warrior is that the warrior takes everything as a challenge, while the ordinary man takes everything as a blessing or a curse. That's pretty deep right there. In other words, the NPC thinks that he can only go as far as he's allowed to go, because he's a victim of his circumstances or a victim of his boss or his supervisor. So on. Just casting blame on everyone but themselves. Not realizing that as a result of the choices that they've made, this is how they end up, you know. Very careful, man. The key thing here is perception, choice, and action. So you perceive the world around you. As a result of your perception, you make your choices. And once you made your choices, a choice in and of itself is not enough. You have to put action behind that choice. So you perceive the world, you make your choices as a result of your perception, and then you take action based upon where you want to go or how you want to handle whatever situation is in front of you, right? That's how it breaks down. A warrior holds his destiny in his own hands and perceives reality through his own eyes. And the only true thing that he has to hold on to is his impeccability and his dedication to following Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. The warrior is able to see through the illusion presented to him. He is then able to choose his own path to his own true purpose in life. Understand that the foundation to reaching your full potential in life is wisdom, knowledge, and your relationship with the true God. Now, over the past few days, I've been listening and looking at the news and checking it out online. And this whole scandal with the USAID or whatever those NGOs, non-governmental organizations, it's incredible the amount of corruption that's taking place there. And here's the perfect example of what I was saying in this episode, is that what's happening is these NGOs would create an LLC or a company, and the government, well, Congress or whatever, and they'll vote the U.S. this office of government, I think it's called USAID or whatever it is, they're empowered to disperse money and to do things like that. So this USAID was taking money and then giving it to an NGO. And actually the person behind that NGO is, let's say, literally it's George Soros. So people are thinking that George Soros is using his own money to corrupt the whole world. But our government was giving George Soros money to create these NGOs to destroy the world. And In fact, what he's doing is he would create these NGOs, and then half of that money he would kick it back to corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C. and in the government. If you look right now, all of the real estate that's for sale in the Washington, D.C. area and Virginia, that whole area there, is insanity. Because they're trying to cover up their trails and their tracks of the amount of corruption that's taking place. For example, I forget what, exactly how much it is. I think it's $200,000 a year or $225,000 a year, let's say a congressperson makes. But if you look at Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer and Pocahontas, I forget forget her name, Susan something or other. Again, they're making the salary of $250,000 a year, but yet some of them have upwards of $250 million and all of this crazy amount of money, and it's basically corruption. Now, I know Trump is on this and Elon Musk is on this. It's very interesting the way it went down, because the way I heard it, they said that the way they did the paper trail, because they always say follow the money to find the corruption and find the criminals. But they would say, I don't know how true if it is, but they said literally when the government would disperse USAID or whatever, would make a disbursement to one of these NGOs or one of these LLCs, one of these companies, that money would literally go through 10,000 different transfers before it came back to the corrupt politician, right? So it's very nefarious and very secretive the way they did it. But this is what they're saying. What Elon Musk did was he employed artificial intelligence, AI. And as you know, AI is very fast and very thorough in certain tasks that you assign it to do. So it was able to immediately uncover the money trail and everything that was going on. And that's how all of this information is coming out to us now. They say that, I'm not even going to get into it because I'm shadow banned as it is. As a side note on that, my original YouTube channel was taken down, so I created a new one, and it's called Alpha Male Buddhist Podcast, but I think Alpha Male is one word as opposed to two, right? So I created it, I put a couple of videos on there, and they got literally zero views. The only views that those videos got were when I clicked on it, right? Meanwhile, you know, I don't invest anything in YouTube because I know what they do to me, how badly they shadow ban me. So I went on there the other day to look at something, because I post on Rumble now. Those of you, my listeners, if you want to see my content, go to Alpha Male Buddhist in the Rumble app. You'll see my logo there, clicking. And yeah, I'm starting to do lives too. I believe I'm going to take this episode and make it a live and put it on Rumble tonight or tomorrow. But I digress. So back to the whole corruption, you know, this corruption has gotten so heinous, so evil, that one of the things that they found, actually, I think they're pursuing the governor or somebody in New York State, some officials, some political officials there, because of the corruption. And what was happening was this USAID was taking millions of dollars. I think it was like $90 million. And transferred it to like the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City for these illegal immigrants that are coming over and paying for the hotel room, you know, at inflated prices and all and such. And then they were finding that about half of that money was making its way back to the corrupt politicians and the corrupt entities, the NGOs and everything. So it's craziness, man, and it's all being exposed. Now, I just hope that they actually do take action on this. And as a side note, pretty funny. I saw Chuck Schumer was speaking, because what is he worth, $300 million or whatever, that is some incredible amount of money. But Chuck Schumer is up there saying, oh, you know, we're cutting off food, people are going to starve as a result of these choices and such. And he said, Chuck Schumer saying, we have just set up a website for whistleblowers and people that find corruption to call us and report it in. Yeah, and when we call, you're going to answer the phone, right, with your corruption. It's craziness, man. It's craziness. It's what makes it sad is as they're sending all of this money to all of these people, we have veterans that are sleeping on the streets. We have homeless people. We have people that are in drug addiction and just all types of really, really bad situations where we can be investing in that money. I think with just the amount of money that we were dealing with the homeless hotels and stuff like that, we could have pretty much canceled out the homelessness in the United States. That's how bad it is, man. And that's why everything is getting so expensive when you go shopping, because they're just printing this money to oblivion. They're printing it and sending it out to NGOs and then bringing some of it back to themselves and buying property and real, real hard assets, you know? These people are not stupid. They're nefarious and evil, but they're not stupid. There are many things, but stupid is not one of them, to quote Jordan Maxwell. It's a crazy time right now, so it's important, man. Just make sure that you have some food prepared on the side, water, a means to cook your food. The best food that can be preserved is vacuum-sealed white rice and vacuum-sealed with oxygen absorbers, you know, in the Mylar bags, rice and beans. You know, you buy some Spam because your body needs fat. These different things, you know, you want to make sure that you start putting some of these things away, because as you could see, it's hard to get eggs now. They're saying that, you know, the cattle has all kind. They want to vaccinate the cattle because they have some kind of strain of disease. So they're wiping out the whole food supply. Bill Gates owns most of the farmable land in the United States. So if you look back into, you know, the early 1900s and the Bolshevik Revolution and such, all of these things, one of the main ways that they would wipe out whole populations is through starvation. Just to go online, go to archive.org, and I think it's on Rumble, and look up Europa, The Last Battle. I think it's 10 episodes, so it's about 12 hours altogether, and I recommend that you go and watch every episode, and then when you watch the last episode, go back and watch it again, okay? There's a lot on there. And again, that's one of the reasons why I'm shadow banned, but that's cool. That's okay. I'd rather, when my day comes and I have to meet my maker, you know, and he says, well, Miguel, what have you done? And you did this here and you did this here and you stole a candy bar when you were 10 and whatever the case may be. But then he's going to say, well, wait a minute, let's see what you did here. And, you know, that's really what it's about. It's about actually doing the Lord's work and bearing that good fruit, you know, so that it can benefit God's creation, you know. So, yeah, it's a crazy time that we're living in right now. So, yeah, check me out on Rumble. I have on my, when you go to my podcast show notes, you're going to see all of my links to my Rumble and my Telegram and my Instagram and all my social media that I have over there. And I have some really great content. So, I really do want to thank you for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name, praise Jesus Christ's name, and just kind of give a good listen to this episode and then rewind it and go give it another listen again. For people that listen to me a lot, you've kind of heard this message in various forms, but if you're kind of new to the podcast, I recommend you go back and listen to some of my older episodes and kind of see what's really taking place in this world today. So yeah, thank you for listening, and praise Jesus' name.
Man to man is so unjust. Children, you don't know who to trust. Your worst enemy could be your best friend. And your best friend, your worst enemy. Some will eat and drink with you.
Drink with you.
Then behind them, sus upon you. So only eat could reveal it. And who the prophet
let them wear it.
Who the prophet
let them wear it.
Said I
throw me con.
Me no call no foul.
Me no call no foul.
I say in cup, cup, cup.
Cup, cup, cup.
pretend they love you now. Ooh. Then behind they try to eliminate you. But who's your place? No one curse. Ooh. Thank God. Ooh. We're past the worst. Hypocrites and parasites.
B-Dot gonna lecture us today?
Nope.
That's a good thing. I don't want to hear a whole bunch of what and whys. You're a funny guy. You should have did that and made sure you make your people come alive before the sun arise. Now, I get it. But see, it's good because I want to give y'all a different view. I need y'all to see things from the other side. Now, everybody close your eyes. I need y'all to imagine a son that's 9. Before he wakes up for school and packs his book bag, he's got to tuck his pride. Why? Con Ed just cut the lights for the 100th time, extension cord. He's knocking next door and asks the neighbors to run a line. He's undermined. Now, last night, his stomach growled at least 100 times, and he's got fucking fuel that's anger. And you know why? He's a puzzled mind with hatred in his heart for every time he looks inside his mother's eyes. Now, why? She's a dope head. We're enlightened. We understand that she may be sick. But to that poor little kid, he's looking at her like, I hate this bitch. Why the bills always late and shit? I've never had the latest kicks. It's the same outfit that repeats over and over and over like Agent Smith. Now, wait a second. Now the kid is 16. What he gotta do? He gotta hustle for the loot and figures? And you coming here with this elevated bullshit? You gonna tell that man how to feed his fam and tell him hustling is useless and a stupid nigga? How is he to drop out? But today I gotta school you, nigga. The real food for thought in life is you can't eat books for dinner, you stupid nigga. Don't you ever judge what a man gotta do. That kid wasn't taught the ways of a queen. His childhood memories, dope bags and needles. That little nigga was raised by a fiend. I'm Spanish, you're black. But every color in this room can relate to the scheme. So never preach black over white. It proves you're colorblind to how you throw shade in between. That's why I don't want to hear none of this shit he talking about today. You and I, we nothing alike. Different struggles with the same views and raps. We could have been brothers for life, but you're a walking contradiction. You popping guns now? Oh, wow, you giving out sucker advice, and I don't want to hear that your fam's mean if your brother's polite.
Oh!
My surroundings, that was crazy. My surroundings weren't astounding. I was down and bummy. I slept on a train. I slept in my car. But you know what? I was proud because I was down for something. But I was street smart, you know? I learned how to get empowered with a dollar dummy. I learned the biz and shit. That's how I'm still spending hitman holler money. Let's talk about it. That shit you talk is gossip. Just because y'all don't understand it don't mean that the boy's conscious. It's J. Cole and Koofy. Y'all don't get it? It's all nonsense, and I ain't gotta diss the West to prove he's a false prophet. The shit you talk about, is it logic or is it gossip? Cause you rap like you're common and conscious, or you're a prophet. I'd rather rap what's common and pop wit for the prophets. You're a blood that turned preacher. That image to me at conflicts. Your shit reminds them of the pyramids. My shit reminds them of the projects. Nigga, I seen this all before. While you was out preaching to them boys, we was scheming on the law. You study hieroglyphics, same shit. I woke up to the graffiti on the wall. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? R.I.P. murals. R.I.P. murals for those that met fate. You learned from books. My nigga, I had to learn from their mistakes. Right. And you talking all this black power bullshit, and that's what excite fans? Right. But you still chose organic over smack, so you working for the white man. All this drama. My shit real, nigga. All this drama, you dissing Saga because he's a Christian. Funny. I said, all this drama, you dissing Saga because he's a Christian. Funny. You ain't battled all year. And now you up here for a little bit of Christmas money. That shit is funny. Yes. It's a white man's holiday, bro.
That's hard. That's hard.
That's how I know he's a hypocrite, a fake, a phony. It's all hype. It's crazy. I got a black on the nigga to bring him into the light. I'm the most underrated, underhanded. I oversaw, but being overlooked creates a pen that's over all. So don't ask if I'm top tier, dummy. I'm whooping this nigga's ass for that top tier money.
Round two with Tom B. Dot, King of the God. Let's go.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. I do want to thank you guys for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Praise Jesus Christ's name. My link tree is Alpha Male Buddhist Pod. Links are in the show note descriptions of this episode below. There in my link tree, you will find links to my Instagram, Telegram, Rumble, Odyssey, Twitter, and my free episode archives. If you're a new listener, I have also included links to my top-rated episodes. These are specific episodes of the podcast that are the most popular and listeners have given me the most positive feedback on. Some of these episodes are also in video format, so you can not only listen to the episode, but you can watch the accompanying video to that episode. Also, contact me for my free Academy of Liberation handbook, which is in PDF format, along with a free audiobook version of the handbook. So check out the show notes below of this episode for all of my content links.